The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I'm a regular traveller with First Choice to all of their holiday villages. I've seen this on a number of occasions now around the swimming pools. The worst one I saw was in Egypt, where the holiday village you're talking about, they're actually employing security staff to patrol the pools last year. And they actually caught a teenager who was doing it, and his whole family was ejected from the hotel. They had an hour to pack their luggage and leave, and they were basically left on their own. They had to then go and pay for their own accommodation.
Good.
And after talking to, I was talking to this one of the security guards there, and he was saying there seems to be some sort of Facebook page that teenagers have started up.
Yeah.
And it was to do it in a First Choice holiday village pool and put the pictures online.
When you saw it happening, what was the response in the swimming pool?
It wasn't like what you were saying, where people were running around screaming. People just calmly left the pool and sort of like just to get away from it, really. But then what people don't realise is they then have to shut the pool for 2 hours to clean and make sure the chemicals have gone in to stop people getting ill. So it just ruins people's holidays.
Yeah. So all those families with small children who, you know, all the children want to do is be swimming around in the swimming pool, they all have to get out of the pool and can't go back in there for at least a couple of hours.
That's right, yeah, because they've got to re-put all the chemicals in again to get rid of any diseases that could have gone in there and everything else.
So were they were literally just chucked out the hotel and just left in the desert, were they?
The security escorted them to their room, they gave them an hour to pack their suitcases, and they were just shown out the front door into a taxi.
Oh, good. Good.
Which, yeah, maybe this is what needs to happen. It's like I say, though, Jonathan, it's not just Egypt. It's happening in all the holiday villages. It's like going to a mall.
Perhaps they should be given to the Egyptian police to deal with for a couple of hours as well.
Yeah, that would scare them.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.